Welcome to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I'm your host, Regis Philbin. Our first guest today is Barack Obama. How you doing today, Barack?
Hi, Regis. Great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a U.S. Senator from Illinois and the nominee of the Democratic Party for the 2008 presidential election.
Presidential election? Quite an ambition. I'll bet you'd like to earn some money for your campaign.
Sure would, Regis. With campaign finance reform, I have little choice but to do it this way.
Well, this is as good a way as any. The money is still green. We'll start with an easy one. For $1,000, what is the capital of Colorado?
C.
No, not the capital letter, Barack. The capital city.
Oh, yes, of course. The capital is Denver.
No, Barack, you're supposed to wait for the choices. That was correct, but you need to wait for the choices. That's okay. We just won't count that one. Let's put a fresh question on the board. For $1,000, a few weeks ago, Russia attacked Georgia. Exactly what is Georgia? A, the state between Florida and South Carolina. B, the theme song from Designing Women. C, one of four singers in a female version of the Beatles. D, a former part of the Soviet Union freed after the Cold War.
Wow, Regis, that's a tough question. You know, can I take a second to tell you a story about my grandmother?
I'm afraid that's not going to help you tonight, Barack. You're going to need to answer the question.
Regis, you know, I think I'm going to have to take a lifeline.
Okay, which lifeline would you like to take?
Let's poll the audience.
Okay, audience, cast your votes now. 90% say D, a former part of the Soviet Union. 80% said they think you're pretty stupid. Never mind.
I guess I'll have to go with the audience.
The audience is correct. You just won $1,000. Now, for $10,000. In 1971, a terrorist group tried to blow up our Capitol building. What was the name of this terrorist group? A, Al-Qaeda. B, Hamas. C, the Weathermen. Or D, the Lettermen.
Regis, I don't know where you're getting these questions, but I think I'm going to have to phone a friend. My buddy Bill Ayers knows all about terrorism.
Let's get Bill Ayers on the phone right now.
Hello?
Am I talking with Bill Ayers?
Speaking.
Hi, Bill. This is Regis Philbin. How are you tonight?
Doing great, Regis.
I'm here with your friend Barack Obama. He already has $1,000 and he's going for $10,000.
Fantastic. I know a few groups that would love a donation.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. First, he has to earn the money. Go ahead, Barack, starting now.
Hey, Bill, that terrorist group you were a part of, what was it called? A, Al-Qaeda?
You don't have to name them, Barry.
B, Hamas?
I already know the name of the group.
C, the Weathermen?
Sheesh, what an imbecile.
Or D, the Letterman?
It's C, Weathermen.
Are you sure?
Positive, you moron.
Gee, thanks, Bill. Okay, Regis. C, the Weathermen. Final answer.
C is correct! You just won $10,000!
Well, ignorance is fun on a game show. Unfortunately, this man is a contestant for something far more important, the presidency. What kind of president will he be? We'll discuss that when we return to the Bob Siegel Show.